Until the time his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of people, and let him go free. Hello, dear friend. Get ready to receive your sent word from the Lord through his servant,
Reverend Dr. Solomon Olawunyite.
Be sure that your life will receive all-round increase in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you so much. What we are doing this morning is very special. There are two paths to success in life for us as believers. And I kept on mentioning them over and over, because the church for many years have concentrated on one. The first one is power encounter. And I tell you, power encounter is very crucial. Without prayer and being connected to the divine, you can do a little. And even by virtue of being a child of God, it is an abnormality if your life is ordinary. The normal life of a believer is actually a supernatural life. And that only comes by power encounter. But many of you have seen that so many others who are not believers, they also succeed. And some of them succeed very well. Many who don't even carry the anointing that we carry and you carry in, even in ministry. There are many with defective, wrong teachings. You still see their ministry blossoming or flourishing. Hello? We may say it's not acceptable to God, but physically, we see growth. We see flourishing. You ask yourself, why? Some of us will say some of them are occultic. May I tell you, many of them are not occultic. It is because they know one thing and they implement one thing that most of us don't implement, which is what I call truth encounter. There are some basic truths, and that was where the last speaker actually stopped. That's where the last speaker actually stopped while talking about planning. He stopped while talking about exponential growth. He stopped giving us some strategic key. He actually stopped on the issue of planning. And he underscored the fact that planning will limit what you can achieve in life. But there is something about that planning, and that is more than planning. That is what we call programming. Hello? What is it again? Programming. So today, we are going to be looking at the issue of programming. Tell somebody it's time for you to move to the next level. It's time for you to move to the next level. It's time for you to move to the next level. If the person seems not to believe you, I think you should tell that person, I'm moving to the next level. You are not saying it well. Say it better and louder. I want it bigger and louder. Hallelujah. And you will get there. Please give me that outline again. Please give me a minute. Sometimes technology can put you into ransom. And it's trying to do that now. So we are going to be talking about exploits through impactful programming. How can you do great exploits through impactful programming? Don't forget, we have agreed that the foundation for us as believers in doing exploits is being connected to power. Hello? Being connected to God and being prayerful. But may I tell you, as great as the power of prayer, as great as the power of the anointing, if you are going to be successful in life, there is more to it. One of the things that is more to it is what we call programming. Because doing exploits in life and in ministry require many things, among which is programming. Many people who are called, many people who are gifted, many people who are anointed, many people who desire greatness wonder why they are not making lasting and progressive impact in life and ministry. Some get frustrated and they quit. Others continue to labor and to struggle. And they are doing program. And they are fasting. And they are working. But they are not getting results. Programming is about working smartly. Hello? There's a difference between being smart in working and just working. One of the reasons why many people are not successful is because they lack effective programming. A passage I love very well, Pastor BJ and those who that we have moved together knew that for many years I emphasized this passage when we meet. It's Proverbs chapter 24:3-4. Proverbs 24:3-4. The scripture said, by wisdom a house is built. Sorry, not by anointing. You can multiply by that anointing. Hello? But a house is built by wisdom. Say, true understanding, it is established. You can increase with anointing, but it will scatter without understanding. And through knowledge, his rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. That passage mentioned three things: wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Actually, in programming, you are applying the three. You are knowledgeable about what you are doing. And you are with wisdom, creatively doing all you're supposed to do. And with understanding of the context, you creatively apply all that will make your ministry or your life or your profession to flourish. Let me explain it again. It will be a bit challenging because programming is very broad. Before, even in seminary, it's not taught. I think it's only in youth ministry now that we are teaching programming. So I teach this for a whole semester. Hello? I want to take in the 40-50 minutes. So when we are talking about programming, you know, many people believe that programming, there are two extremes. For some, ministry is about running traditional programs, doing something, doing something, doing something. When we are talking about programming, We are not talking about organizing programs. Unfortunately, even many experts don't know that. In one of our schools, they changed, I wrote programming ministry, youth ministry. They wrote youth ministry programs. Said they are not the same. Hello? They are not the same. Well, it's not about, programming is not just about organizing program and events. There are program and events in programming, but programming is beyond that. So there are a group of people who run life and ministry with, let's do things, let's do things, let's do things. That's not what we are talking about. There are others who believe that let's be led by the Spirit. So they don't use their brain, they don't do creative thinking, they don't do analysis. They just, the Spirit will tell me what next to do. Excuse me, I think I will still repeat this later. God gives you brain so that you can think. It is only a child that you normally spoon feed. Hello? Every mature person, even your parents, expect you to think and take decisions. If you are 16, 17, 20, 30, and your parents will tell you what to do every time before you move, you have no future. So when we are talking about programming, we are not just talking about having activities and events. Programming is the vehicle through which strategic goal of ministry or your strategic goals are being implemented. Hello? Get me? The vehicles, among the vehicles will be program, events, relationship. You already established your vision and your goal. You are now creating vehicles to achieve the goal. So programming is simply the vehicle through which strategic goals in ministry are implemented. And this is a vital ingredient for successful life, fruitful life, impactful life and ministry. In simple statement, listen to me carefully. Programming is the creative, underline creative, purposeful, strategic, and intentional. I use four different adjectives. Hello? The creative, the purposeful, strategic, and intentional execution of your mission through action plans. Hello? You put down action plans and you are doing it creatively, not the same way. You are doing it purposefully. When you gather like this, what is the purpose? Is it for people to come, to enjoy, or to make things? You must define the purpose in every meeting. Intentional. So it's not just happening because your church is doing it or because your colleagues are doing it. No. It's an intentional approach for the execution of the mission. And it is through action plans. That's why I will talk about action plans soon. And your action plan, if it is a ministry, will be in fourfold. To reach, who are the people you want to reach? To win, that's number two. To deploy, to develop, and to deploy. You want to reach people beyond those you have reached. You don't want to reach them like crowd. That you will reach, they will come, they will go. You want to win them so that they become part of your life and part of your ministry. Hello? You don't want to keep them. Many of you who are pastors, you love keeping people. That's not growth. You will not have network. You love keeping your best. They must always stay with you. You can't go far that way. You will be limited in life. To deploy them so that they are also doing exploits where they are. Hello? You develop them and you do what? You deploy them out. God is himself is a God of plan and a God of programming. Can you imagine that from Genesis chapter 1, what would happen in 2,000 years? God was already talking about it. And he had a program of how to take an individual, how that individual will become a nation, how through that nation Christ will come. It was a program planned and program pursued. Hello? I've used two words again. In programming, it's always about program planned and program pursuit. You strategically plan it. When you look at 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, Isaiah 5, 19, Psalm 24, Proverbs 16, 1 and 3, 9, you see God, the Bible talking about God as a programmer. God doesn't do anything by accident. Hello? So effective programming in life and ministry. Today I will be emphasizing more on ministry, but you have to apply it to life. Many of us don't have program for our life. Where do you want to be in 20 years' time? What are the things you need as you are growing in life? Doctor, right from day one when somebody is in medicine, you determine when do you want to become a consultant or a professor. What are the action plans? What will it require for you to get there? These are what we are talking about. So the same thing we are talking about in ministry is actually applicable to every aspect of life, if you are listening to me. So in programming requires that nothing is done by accident, but through strategic program action plan and program pursuits for fulfillment of set objective and established purpose. That's the summary of what we are discussing. Now, let's go into it. Let me explain it very well. Planning in programming. Jesus said, in Luke chapter 14, verse 28 to 30, our Lord said, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Do you notice that he did not say, suppose one of you wants to build a shanty? Many of us, the way we are living our life and planning our life, is not a plan to build a tower. So if you want to build a tower, not an ordinary shed, he said, will he not first do what? Sit down. So in programming, you first decide, what do I want to build? What do I want to become? What type of ministry do I have in mind? What type of people do I want to raise? What type of business do I want to have in life? So you first determine, you say, who among you who want to build a tower? That is, there is already first set objective, clear objective, that if they wake you up while sleeping, you will say, this is where I'm going. A life without a destination is a life that will not get anywhere, but always get somewhere. Hello? Because for somebody without a defined destination, every place is a destination. In your marriage, your pastor is aware. For my children, right before they were born, there were action plans. When I will start spending my money on them, in fact, they know the number of years remaining. Even now, it's an action plan. Every one of them is aware. Hello? What will be their portion in my inheritance is defined. Don't struggle about it. Hello? Every five years of my life is defined. What must be pursued? What must be achieved? Sometimes there may be carryover. Hello? But every aspect of life is already divine. In every aspect of life. Then who is that person who will not first sit down and think? I still repeat, he did not say and pray. Because he has established the issue of prayer. That one is fundamental. If you can't do that, you are going nowhere. But you must first sit down. And in your sitting down, you don't sit down alone. You analyze, say, and estimate the cost. Many of us want to do so many things. We don't estimate the cost. So in programming, you also estimate the cost. What will this cost me? I came into Fisher after my Form 4. Hello? Unfortunately, by that time, I've dropped fishes. Because of a teacher. You hear what I said? That's foolishness. Some of you, because of somebody else, you allow that person to determine your destiny. So it was from 4 to from 5 that struck me. That what do you want to become in life? Because that time I was playing football at Apakomiyo. Matuji lo school ma lo sare wa je jojo kan pe se ball lo fe gba ni abere lo fe faye re sa. I said no. What do you want to become? And I said I want to be in any medical field. And that he said to me, you don't have fishes. And I was already in Form 4, so 5. So by the time we finished our exam, Form 4, when I was writing my exam, I knew I would still write another exam. I did 9 subjects. I'm one of the most complicated person, like many of you. It helped me now because it was divine, but somehow it doesn't make sense. If you see my subject combination, I can do science, I can do commercial, I can do arts. Because I did CRK and Yoruba, I did economics and geography. I did chemistry and Greek biology. 9 subjects, and I had 5 A's. So, my first exam, no failure. 5 distinction, 5 A's, 4 credits. But while people were celebrating, I said no. I went back and registered the same school. And in our time, you can register a single subject. So I registered again, GCE, just physics. I self-read physics. And I got my C6. C5, rather. In YX, C6. In GC, C5. Because I sat down. I estimated the cost. I discovered I can't get there. I want you to sit down after this seminar. You want a great ministry? Sit down. Count the cost. What will it cost you? Like we normally say, young and dynamic. Let me repeat it. The difference between a dropout and a graduate is simply 5 years or 6 years. Do you hear me? Between a dropout and a graduate is just 5 or 6 years. 1 or 2 years to go back to school and get your own level. Then 4 or 5 years in the university. So you can rewrite your story. Said then, if he's not able to finish, they will ridicule him, saying, this fellow began to build and was not able to finish. So programming is action plan towards being able to finish. And finish well and right. So when you are now doing programming, you start with sitting down to plan. And in programming planning, you are doing what I call application of logica. What I see in ministry among youth and adults, especially those of us that are spirit-filled very well, is that sometimes we don't think logically. We are not logical. Life is in order. Yes, God do interrupt order, but not always. Logical thinking, rational thinking, and analytical thinking of your objective and program. What is your academic objective? And in this, in your programming, you must work the angles. Before I focus on ministry. Hello? What is the angles? We talk about three angles of life in our youth ministry. Your spiritual life. What are the exploits you want to make in your spiritual growth and ministry? When I was doing programming plan for my spiritual life, for every event that I go to, from 1989 that I stepped into UCH till I left the seminary in 1998, every program I go to, I'll buy at least a book. Hello? Before I became a pastor, the books I have, or the number of Bibles I was using, or something else, because everywhere I will buy one, even if it is 100 naira. I will go for workshop, I will go for seminars. And I wasn't a pastor. For ministry, I started exposing myself and breaking the limit beyond traditional Baptist pastorate. Hello? I started building friendship, networking that will last me for life. One of them just spoke. We've been together since 1995. Whether it's the issue of our family. In fact, none of us received call, including the one I'm in now, without the approval of the others. We built that relationship. We were praying together, even while in the seminary, since our second semester, Monday to Thursday, because on Friday we travel. You give report of your ministry, and we pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every week for 2.5 years. For area, the second angle, your career, you must develop action plan. What are the professional courses? Even if you are in ministry. When I was doing management courses, training, getting professional certification, both in management and in youth ministry, I did not know I would become a director. But I knew from my action plan that one day I will need more training in management. So I was doing management training. I knew I would need more training. I'm in youth ministry now. Let me be certified. I want you a U.S. certification in youth ministry. What about your own profession? So in programming, you set objective. In 5, in 10, in 20 years' time, where do I want to be? This will help you and benefit you in many ways. Number one, it will give focus to your life and ministry. You will not be distracted easily because you know where you are going. Number two, it will ensure progress. Like I said, sometimes you already know there is a carry over. So you know, what do I do with this thing I've not been able to sort out? Number four, it will reduce pressure. When some of us are planning program in church, then pressures are too much. This pressure is too much. No, when you do programming, it will reduce pressure. It will reduce time wasting. It will help you to organize, not to agonize. I will show you how to organize programs so that you know agonize. It will ensure effective and judicious use of available resources. It will help to evaluate and measure results. It helps you to correct imbalance in life, in growth and development. You see, most times, the way we run ministry and run our life is not balanced. Sometimes you give attention to career, your spiritual life is suffering. You give attention to spiritual life, your home is dying. You give attention to either one or two, and your career is not moving. When you are doing programming, you'll be able to see imbalance clearly. If you do programming for your church too, you'll be able to see the areas in your church that need development. Let me tell you that many ministers and leaders with great gifts, calling and ministry are struggling, while some have died in agony without fulfillment due to failure in programming. And they ask God, but why? When they get to heaven, God will also ask them, that I gave you brain, what did you use it for? I gave you wisdom, how effective did you use it? So let's see. Let me draw your attention to about, I think 9 or 10 questions you ask in programming, especially for those of us who are ministers. Ask yourself, what is my ministry mission? If you wake me up, if I'm bleeding, I will tell you. And let me tell you something that many of you did not know. Should I be able to tell you? When you study Emmanuel Ministry Vision, you study my mission, you even study even convention youth ministry mission. What many people don't understand is that they are purely across my life ministry mission. Hello? Touching life, changing life, molding life, raising champions for global impact and kingdom growth. And from personal aspect, I always put the first aspect that you are hearing probably for the first time today, except those who check one of my Bible. I started it with, and I've drawn it now, it's not a matter of 20 years. And I put it in one of my Bible, and it started with living with eternity in view. So I hear come and say, so talk and say ni, then. So in all the pursuits and the mission, I make sure that everything is in harmony. For many of us, our life is not in harmony. Is that talk back? Yahweh to fe. Ipetoloni, Ibegatoloni is not in harmony with your mission. In programming, no. You must first ask yourself, what is your life mission? What is your ministry mission? Now, if you are not a pastor, you ask yourself with this mission, what kind of members do you intend to produce? Those who are following you, ask yourself, what kind of person do you want them to become? That will now lead you to the next question. What type of programs will help to produce this desired kind of people? If it is your life too, you now ask yourself, what kind of program, event, and activities will make me to become this? You also ask yourself, what kind of structure is required by such a ministry or a life. You move to the next time, next one. What kind of leadership will be needed? Next one, what is the most effective, efficient, and wise method to achieve this? What are the sources needed, and how best can you get them? Is it within the range of permissible in the church? If it is not permissible, you ask the next question, how do I break the limits? How can I source for permission or break the limits? There are ways to break the limits. Now, let's now move to ministry, in youth ministry. In programming, you have sat down now. You are now saying, this is my vision and my mission in life. So you must now ask yourself, you must set your youth ministry program objective to strategic implementation of action plan, programs and activities and events that effectively reach people at five levels. If you are a ministry, listen to me. The five levels that you must reach is like a paradigm. The first one is relationship building. That's also crucial even in life. How do you build relationship? For people that are close, people who don't want to even have anything to do with you. Then number two is evangelism program. How do you reach those who are not your own people? How do you bring them in? Number three, how do you grow those who are already in? So you must develop program. Many of us don't develop program for people outside. You have the concept, they are not my church members. No. You must develop program for people that are not your church members, to open them to your church. You must develop a program for those that you just win. But not everybody is a new convert. You must develop some people to grow, disciple them. You must also work on leadership development. What are the programs you have for leadership development? So that people will be growing to become like you. If you cannot raise people who are better than you, you are not doing well. Hello? Then the last one is even reproduction. People who will be doing the same thing you are doing, who also run full ministry. So you will now set goals before you do programming in the church, like calendar of the church. For these five areas, you will set goal in it. For individuals, you will take the three angles. My spiritual life / ministry. My career. Then, which one is the third one now? Spiritual, career, family life. You now draw goal for the three. Goals for the three. You draw goals for the three. In this goal for the church, you must be able to talk about who am I talking about or who will do this. I will show you an example in my programming. What do we intend to do? Where are we going to do it? When will I do it? How many people will be involved? And you must ensure balanced program for these different aspects. I've said it in the beginning that most often our lives is not balanced. We give attention to one or the other. And for those of you who are in ministry, let me tell you the weakness of every pastor. You only don't see it in the life of pastors who are conscious. Every pastor tends towards his area of giftedness in his ministry. That will not take you too far. It may expose you and you will be blessed, but that will not give you balanced church members if you are a church pastor. Because they need more than your area of giftedness. So you must ensure that beyond your area of giftedness, even if you give your area of giftedness more attention to show you forth, because the gift of a man make room for him. You must balance church life your general life, so that none is actually suffering. So you must evaluate. I want all of you to go back, do a thorough evaluation of the three angles of your life, and ask yourself, what are the programs that I have for this aspect of my life? Some of you are just waiting to have husband or wife. You don't have program for your marriage. Hello? From the day I left UCH, and that took me another how many years before marriage now, I started preparing for my marriage. I started buying everything I need in my house. Iron, towel, bed sheet, different type of pots, different type of plates, okuninimio. Table cover. I listed everything. By the time I will get married, some of you should make far low those of marry. That is when you want to rent a house, you want to furnish the house, you want to do everything. I was planning my marriage for 2 years, such that a year before that time, in fact, over 6 months before that, Mora saw the wedding engagement. They became one for Sodom. Okay, now I want to invite you. Lonely Latin Paro, I saw you, lay back be a woman. Let me change it for you. Because I knew I would be earning income, so I don't want any pressure. So every 1,000, 2,000 naira, the question is, what is next in my marriage that we need to buy? So plan your life. It is not that if brother ever told you one, how am I your wedding, right? You're already too late. Even preparing your life for the right person is part of the preparation. Keeping every aspect of your life is part of the preparation. So program will help you to correct the imbalance. Program for strategic and progressive growth. In the three areas of your life, I've talked about that. Examine balance in emphasis with consideration and for area. Now, in this, your programming is also divided into three. There's what we call mega programming. In mega programming, this is general middle range program, a long range program for life and ministry for 20 years. Hello? Like I told you, I had more than 30 years program that time. But those 30 years were divided into 5, 5, 5. Every aspect of your life, you must have a long time program. Let me tell you, I fixed the time I must build the first house, the second house, the third house. It's now that I'm putting the fourth house. You know why? Should I say it on here? Hallelujah. The children will be settled. I have only three of them. Onkaluku Mantoni, Yahoo Missy Mantoni, Tia, Atibugun Kan Yoku, and Loni Gogo Yoku. I don't know anything. They own it. So my wife, my children, everything. Are you getting me? Plan your life. The first one took me 10 years to build. Odumewa. But I built another one, even that I did not prepare to finish on time, in less than 2 years. So your life must be programmed. Nothing happened. You have no program. You are earning money. Do you know how much is coming into your hands? Because of this program, ask Pastor Balaji. I belong to where I save money every month before I left the lorry. It's almost about 5 places. Even when I was earning 5,000 naira, I was saving. And my wife was not working. We were saving every I have been saving every month in the last almost 30 years. Non-stop 1 month. You are not saving anything. You must plan for your life. You can't be a consumer. Today, because of the way I was saving when I was in the lorry, I was sharing, he is aware. My entire salary is more or less my actually monthly saving. Now, that I'm just trying to reduce that and get myself balanced. Because they are statutory, they must go where they are going. So you must plan your finance. Every aspect of your life with program. So in mega planning, you are talking about 20 years. Plan. For your children, when do you want to get married, when do you want to build out. Stage by every aspect of your life. The level you want to get to spiritually. The macro planning. That's annual plan. What do you want to achieve every year? Every year you must have what we call PDP. No People's Democratic Party. Personal Developmental Program. PDP. Every year in programming. Every year. This annual program. So everything you do in your life and ministry must be to fulfill a specific objective. In my life, what do I want to achieve this year? You must determine it. Or else, your years will be increasing without value. You see, if you are adding value to your life every year, it won't take time now. Before you know, you will see a champion emerging. Because every year, you are adding what is next. You are adding what is next. You are adding what is next. So, in this, this should include details. What is the need? What is the objective? And specific timeline. The annual calendar process should be born out of mission. So, for your church, it should be the same thing. Annual program, where you now put the five I talked about. What is the need for those people outside the church in building relationship? How do you evangelize so that you can bring the community, they become crowd that will come to the church? How do you disciple them so that they become responsible members? How do you develop them so that they become your core that are useful for you in ministry? Then you move to micro programming. Please show us micro programming. This consists of full detail where nothing is left to chance. Media, please open micro programming. My time is almost up. This consists of full and comprehensive detail of activities of ministry and life. So when you have done your 1 year program, what you want to achieve personally in the three angles, or as a pastor, what you have in mind for the church in that year, you now take each one with details. That is the one that is difficult that most of us don't want to do. For those of you who are pastor, there are three different programs, micro programs. I will just mention them because we don't have time. The first one is called events. These are programs you do within 1 and 48 hours. Events. Within 1 and 48 hours. The second one is what we call marathon. These are done for multiple days, from 2 days to a week. It can be in-house, it can be like this one that will go home and come back. You must also develop series. Pastors, are you listening to me? You must consciously develop events with purpose. This is what we want to achieve. One-time program, and they just go. You must develop marathons. Start in the five areas that you plan. Programs that are just for 2 days. That is weekend programs. You must also develop what we call series. Series are programs that you are doing weekly. But you know what you want to achieve. Some of you are doing Bible study. You just open the Bible. You tell me, told that is in London. You don't say no. You will not go anywhere because it's not well planned. You must know that in the next 2 years, this is the focus for the church. So we will be studying so thing. You look at the church. This area is missing. In the next 2 years, we will be handling this area. You look at the other area. You also see what you need to do. Let me close with showing you an example, because my time remains few seconds. That I will have few minutes. Please, let me show them an example of microprogramming. No, the first one. Microprogramming. We'll come back to that one. This is what I did in 2018. A program that some of you came from for Thin World Conference. Please show it. I want them to see it. It's next to the one you showed the other time. Now, look at this. This is what you must do for detail. Those who are here cannot see. Program worksheets in programming. I thought about we are not doing well in raising people who are helping our teenagers. They are just doing their best. So I felt, let's have a retreat, 1 day program. Hello, that's an event to train leaders on how to handle youth. So the focus was leaders. So the program I targeted 10 World Conference. It's a 1 day training leadership program. That's how you put it there. So please download and see example. I asked and said, what is the purpose of this program? So for everything, even if you are doing Father's Day, Mother's Day, retreat, you must write in clear time. Just leave this one. No, ever show be ever show by. The purpose of the Teen World Conference is to train teenagers, leaders, and workers for effective youth ministry. Now, good group dynamics means, is it going to be small or large? So we say, okay, it's going to be a large group. It's already written down. So if we plan it now, and I have 50 people, 100 people, I know you are fellow. You said it's a large group. Now, move on. Audience. You said it's a large, you said teenagers, leaders, teenagers. Who are the people? The audience. You said, though, teenagers, leaders. Church who are facilitators or leaders, other youth workers and officers, and church principal officers. Why did I include church principal officers? In the thinking, I said, if the workers, if they know what to do, and their pastor and leaders don't sanction it, they can't do it. So I must bring them too. So we added them. That's the audience. What number? Don't fetch the number. I said, we want 360. What is the date? This is the date. What is the time? Time set. Location. Administration. Look at your. Move on, please. We are in hurry. Look at this now. For every aspect of the program now, I said people. These people, they will be seeing their name for the first time now. Hallelujah. I said, sang and general public. It's not about hand. We have media. Who is the one that I will take to be responsible? I put his name. Mobilization, we said we want 350. Who will be in charge to make sure they make necessary contacts? The person is already there. Organizing and logistics, somebody is already there. Music and choir, Benga can see his name. He did not know he sang that day. I just called him. Video coverage, general oversight, anything, Lefair War, who is in charge? So that it's not the pastor that will be cracking his brain. I put that person. Transport. I put the transport chairman. Welfare. Somebody is there. Security. Decoration. Move on. I want them to see the. Now, equipment. You must identify all the equipment. Then, how are you going to get it? In our own case, I said, you can't go back to lab. Yay, oh, say, you list everything and how you are going to get it. Which one do you have in the church? You list them. Which one do you have where you think this one will not serve me well? Some people are there, here. When I need more media and medical equipment, we have. I still get in touch with them. I need some specific photograph. I call the person taking photograph. Come, this is what I need. He already knew my target. He's already there. Then we now move. Income. Everything spread out. Where will money come from? What do we need money for? We estimated it. We need 387,000. In the budget, I said we can get 287. So how do we get the other money? Donation, ticket, do we want? So how every money, don't faith it and say, God will provide, God will provide, God will. Yes, you must first decide everything. So you know your capacity, you also know what you are trusting God for. Move to the last part. Now promo, the date we will start promoting is already set. The program is in June, we start mass promotion by April 3. How are we going to do the promo? Church bulletin, flyer, Sunday special pastor promo, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, EMBC bulletin, word of mouth is already there. The timeline of each program, move. Then narrative, then evaluation, who will do it? When are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Put the last one. You will go and look at that one from home. But I want you to see. Do you know that in the planning, in the programming now, we now set date for everything. The date will determine the theme for the program. Date, production schedule layout, the date will finish order of the program is already set. The day we will confirm with the pastor for approval is already there. Who are the ones that will determine it? The day, the first planning meeting, the second planning meeting is already there. The date official invitation letter must go out is already set. And who will do it is there. The day we will contact the guest speaker is already set out. The day we will present budget to the church is already set out. The different levels, final draft of the program, second draft, you see, where we are going to contact the minister and contact and reminder to guest minister and our mission churches so that they will also come. It's already there. So you already set the day. Some of you, once you tell the pastor the first time, program caller, I've been to program that they just mentioned. Oh dear, in fact, one was very funny wedding. The person just told me I will get married and they put me to preach. And I was just going somewhere that Sunday around the 10:30 and they just called me. We are expecting you. I said, where? Say wedding, you are preaching. I said, which wedding? They follow up. Every time you call that pastor, where is he? How is he moving? Like I told you, program is a full course. So go and register in the seminary. So as I close, brethren, please, you have a vision to fulfill. And God is ready to back you up. The only thing that remains is for you to sit down. Think. Program in every area of your life and ministry. And I assure you, you will get there. God bless you.
We are confident that you have been blessed. Do well to share with your friends and families. To listen and access more life-transforming messages and resources, download the TFPAW mobile app from any of the Play Stores or visit our website www.tfpaw.org. Do well to subscribe to our YouTube channel at official_TFPAW, Facebook and Twitter at official_TFPAW. For further inquiries and counseling, you can reach us on the following phone numbers: 0823-9413-665 and 0816-7829-390. God bless you.